Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, please welcome back into the Good Vibe Tribe, Kirtland from Bagley and Heels for Hope.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me. I hope you all are doing well and enjoying this beautiful day.
Flip-flops are on, buddy. Flip-flops are on.
Perfect.
Okay, before we get to Heels for Hope, tell everybody about Bagley in case they don't know.
Well, sure. Bagley is one of the oldest LGBTQ plus youth serving organizations in the country. We've been supporting LGBTQ plus youth in Boston and beyond since 1980. And we have a huge community center right in downtown Boston, and we support a statewide network of independent organizations and programs that do similar work. And overall, we support nearly 5,000 young people every year and help them feel healthy, happy, stable, and support them into leadership for the next generation.
And the Heels for Hope is happening again this year. It looks amazing. Can you talk to that? It looks like so much fun.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I know I'm biased, but it really is fun. I've been to enough fundraisers that are, you know, rubber chicken and I can't breathe because I tied my tie too tight. This is not that event.
It is not that.
It is, we try to keep it nice and accessible with prices, ticket prices ranging from $35 to $135 for VIP. It's right in Boston and at PKL Boston on C Street in Southie. And frankly, we have more drag performers than the number of hours that you'll be there. So for drinks, dancing, and drag, it's just a really great time and a great way to make a difference right away in the lives of LGBTQ plus young people.
You know, our afternoon show features Fast Freddy, who's been on the radio in Boston for a very long time. And as I understand, was probably one of the first people out on the radio in Boston, which when he did that was unheard of. But I think we've seen our community grow so much and it is allowing young people to be who they are. But it's still pretty tough out there for young people, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've, of course, seen monumental progress, especially in Massachusetts, but throughout the nation. And, you know, the moment that we're in is particularly hard to navigate and is really scary for a lot of young people as more and more laws are passed that limit their ability to, you know, be authentically themselves as they're worried about the economy, like we all are. You know, they're worried about their housing status and whether or not they'll be able to keep a roof over their head. And Bagley is here to tell them that they can and should be who they are, they can be successful while being authentic, and that they have a lot to give and offer to the world, even when some parts of the world are telling them to sit down and shut up.
No, well put. Well put. So, you, and you guys, if you can't go to the Heels for Hope event or it's not your vibe, you can become a Unicorn Society member. I am one myself. So you can make like a monthly donation.
Yes, you are, Kennedy.
Yeah. So you can do that too.
I don't know how it couldn't be your vibe. Drag shows are the most fun thing on earth. Straight, gay, brown, purple, pink, no matter. They're the most fun.
Some people are very people-y. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaking is one of their number.
Well, let me just encourage everyone to show up on Friday.
Yes.
Wear your heels. It's not required, but it makes it a lot more fun. And if you wear your heels, you'll be automatically entered into our contest to see who can strut their stuff the best and has the most fabulous heels. And it has a cash prize.
So I would break an ankle before I got inside.
Heels for Hope. I love the tagline. Hair, nails, heels, hope.
That's
Let's
it.
Strut our stuff for queer youth. If you want to find out about the event, drop us a text here in the studio, and we will text you back a direct link of where you can find out about Bagley and where you can buy the tickets. Again, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. Curly, you know this already, but you are again, you and the whole team over at Bagley are members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for it's great to connect again. And I'm here for you guys, and thank you for being there for us.
All the time, my guy. All the time.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye, Carlin.
All right. Bye-bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, something going on in your world we want to hear about, you want to share with everybody in your community, or maybe you just got a great promotion at work and you want to brag about for a minute, we can have that too. 617-655-1234 to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. Again, you can call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Kennedy, you have some Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Oh my gosh, yes. I found this on the interwebs. So imagine, if you will, a birthday party with some little girls. I'm really bad with ages. Maybe okay. 6 or 7, I guess. And they have Elphaba and Glinda. People at their party, and they're reading them a book, and one of the little girls asks, why are you green?
Because her mom cheated on her. She gave her a green potion, and then it made Elphaba green.
Just play it again, and just listen to the very first sentence. Why are you green?
Because her mom cheated on her. She gave her
Wait, did she say because her mom cheated on her dad?
I mean, that's the real reason.
Factually not incorrect.
Yeah, but it's just so hilarious.
Because her mom cheated on her dad.
That's hysterical.
Mommy was wrestling with a stranger, and now she's green.
Because her mom cheated on her dad. She gave her a green potion, and that's something.
And it made Elphaba green.
There it is.
Thank you, Kennedy. Yeah.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jeff from Peabody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. You guys doing good?
Yeah, I understand you've already been to the gym.
Get it.
I'm trying to be good.
Good for you, man. Putting your health first in ways that I could never.
Tuesday, is that leg day?
Curls for the girls, man.
All right, Jeff, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Sure thing. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Go do some burpees in there.
That would be amazing. So you understand how this works, Jeff. We have 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Anderson Cooper, turning 58 today. Who does he host New Year's Eve with every year?
Andy Grammer.
Question number 2. Haley Steinfeld and Bills quarterback Josh Allen got married on Saturday. Which city do the Bills play in?
Buffalo.
Miley Cyrus said she regrets about 80% of her tattoos and just got another one. It's the word Muse in small letters below her right shoulder. Which Miley song has these lyrics? There's always going to be another mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to want to make it move.
It's true.
Always going to be an uphill battle.
Preach.
Sometimes I'm going to have to lose. Name the song.
Oh, jeez. Climb?
Question number four. Prime Video has set the main cast of its upcoming Carrie series. What gets dumped on Carrie at prom?
Oh, blood.
Be more specific.
Oh, like sheep blood?
And question number five, Sarah Jessica Parker says she never had a proper cosmopolitan until after Sex and the City ended. There are four main ingredients in a Cosmo. Can you name them?
Whiskey. That's probably about all I got.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Did you give him number three, Dan? I did.
Yeah.
I like the spirit. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Kennedy.
Sometimes
we're walking in here and you decide maybe it's not right, but I like it anyway.
Yeah, pretty much how that works, Kennedy.
We're Team Jeff over here.
I know.
Jeff got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper, 58 today. Who does he host New Year's Eve with every year?
Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen, not Andy Grammer, although that would be delightful as well.
Andy Grammer is just a ray of light, and I would watch him on TV.
1-0. Question number two. Haley Steinfeld and Bills quarterback Josh Allen got married on Saturday. Which city do the Bills play in?
Buffalo.
2-1. Miley Cyrus said she regrets about 80% of her tattoos, and she just got another one. It is the word muse in small letters below her right shoulder. Which Miley song has these lyrics, Kennedy? There's always going to be another mountain. I'm always going to want to make it move. Always going to be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm going to have to lose.
That's the climb, Carson.
3-2.
And we need to play it after Campy Kennedy or I'll just walk out.
Prime Video has set the main cast of its upcoming Carrie series. What gets dumped on Carrie at prom?
Pig's blood.
Pig's blood, not sheep's blood. 4-2. Question number five. Sarah Jessica Parker says she never had a proper cosmopolitan until after the Sex and the City series ended.
Uh-huh.
There are four main ingredients in a Cosmo. Can you name them?
Vodka. Cranberry juice. Orange something. Cointreau, let's call it. An orange liqueur of some kind. I don't know what the fourth thing is. A garnish?
Vodka, lime juice, triple sec, and cranberry juice is the correct answer. 4-2 is the final score. Not a fan of the Cosmo Kennedy.
I drank far too many of them during the Sex and the City days. I don't want one ever again. Thank you very much.
Dan, tomorrow on the show, Cosmos for everybody.
Were you a Carrie or Samantha or Charlotte?
I feel like I was probably more a Carrie.
Mm.
I guess if I had to pick one. I don't know.
How about you, Jeff?
Oh, I don't know. that's a little too out of my wheelhouse.
You're a Samantha, Jeff. I can tell in your sultry voice.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win, Jeff. I'm sorry you didn't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and calling into play after your workout.
Yeah.
Good job.
All downhill for the rest of your day.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jeff from Peabody, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense?
Dude, this is pineapple.
Try before you deny.
Is Samsung better than Apple?
You crazy.
Does anyone really like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday, where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take.
Boom. Hot take.
The rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe. Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
617-655-1234. Call or text us for Hot Take Tuesday. Kennedy, what do you got?
I mean, I don't know how incendiary this is, but when I make ramen soup at home,
yeah,
which is a go-to for me.
Okay.
Do you make like ramen or like instant ramen packet, like Maruchan?
Instant ramen.
Okay.
I will make the ramen, I will add the flavoring, and then I pour out all the liquid and I eat the noodles.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You're getting rid of all the flavor.
No, the flavor has the noodles, and then I get rid of the water.
The broth is what the flavor is.
No, the noodles suck up the
flavor. No, they don't. No. Well,
yes, they do, actually.
Are you letting them soak for like overnight?
No.
Do you eat it in still like brick form, or do you break it up?
I break it up. It's just what I do, y'all. I prefer to eat it like pasta.
Pasta has sauce.
Do you only pour
the sauce out in pasta?
No, I only eat pasta with butter on it, for the most part.
You make chicken noodle soup and just pour out the soup?
No, no.
It's just left with chicken noodles?
Just chicken nudes?
Chicken noodle is not ramen. No. I eat all of that. It has chunks of chicken and vegetables in it. That's different. My ramen just has noodles and water that taste like chicken. It's just what I do.
Producer Dan, Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
It's not incendiary, but yet it bothers me so much.
I know, I'm so out of sorts. It's not an argument I thought I was going to have to make this morning, but I am against it.
You don't have to make an argument. It's just my hot take. You don't have to fight me.
All right, mine is stop driving the speed limit in the left lane of the highway. You are ruining traffic. And if all you say is, well, it's the speed limit. No one's supposed to be driving faster than me anyway. Shut up, narc. You're like big hall monitor energy. This is how highway etiquette is supposed to work. The slow lane, if you're a nervous driver or you're a new driver, you want to drive like 50 miles an hour.
Or you're getting on and off the highway.
Yeah, you're a slow lane. Go to the far right. Second lane, speed limit to like 5 miles underneath the speed limit. Third lane, speed limit to like 5 to 10 miles over the speed limit. Far left lane, we're doing crime. The far left lane is for crime. We are committing full felonies over there. And if you're not with that, then get out the way and
it's
let us do it.
The far left lane
is the Wild West. If you're over there going 65, we all hate you.
I don't hate that at all, Dan. I am with you on that one. All right. Again, 617-655-1234. Hot Take Tuesday. Club sports have ruined youth sports forever. And I say that as a parent of a kid who plays club sports.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Did you know one of the club teams that my son plays for, they have been invested in by a private equity firm because it is such a moneymaker? Go to any field, any weekend, at any college campus, and look at the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids whose parents have paid thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Do you want them to have a scholarship or not?
Club sports doesn't help a kid get a scholarship. Great training, good practice, maybe a private coach. Club teams are ripping you off, and they're ripping me off.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
The last part is worth it.
No, Old Blue Eyes can't come back to see me until September because of club sports.
Because his kid's on the field every single weekend.
All right, you can comment on our Hot Take Tuesday. You can come in with your own. Charlene is from Abington. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your Hot Take Tuesday?
My hot take for Tuesday is that the last 3 minutes of an NBA game are the most painful and annoying and the worst 3 minutes of sports.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You know, if you watch, she's not wrong. If you watch an NBA game, like, so an NBA game, Kennedy, is 60 minutes, right, of play time. The first 45 minutes of the game takes about an hour and a half. The last 10 to 15 minutes of the game takes another hour.
It's all fouls and free throws.
Brutal.
It's checking
the replays and checking the re-replays and throwing a flag and re-replays. And do they get the timeout back? It is the worst. I don't think there's anything to argue with.
Yeah, I don't even know that's a hot take. That's just right.
No, these are just facts you're spinning. Thank you, Charlene. Have a great day. Leanne is from Northbridge. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Oh, I have a Hot Take Tuesday. First, I want to say, Carson, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
It's Hot Take
Tuesday. Yes. It's finally done, and I don't even want to think about the amount of money I've spent. But it was worth it. My son is happy.
My hot take
is I cannot stand when you're like driving along and you wave somebody on and they can't even wave to say thank you.
Girl,
it's like they're entitled.
When I tell you the steam that comes out of my ears when I try and keep it calm and stuff on the expressway, and then you let somebody in and they just be like,
They don't.
Always
say
thank you.
Why would you not say thank you?
Just throw the hands up. Put your head down. Like, thank you.
It's so easy.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
It costs
you
nothing.
Or the quick double beep is also acceptable.
Yeah. Or a little flash of the headlights. I do that too. Like, thank you. Thanks for letting me in. I'll, you know, lights on and off real quick. Like, I'm a truck driver. You know, flash the lights on and off. Yeah, I do that one too. All right. Christy is from Derry. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Guys, I am so over the Karen Reed trial.
Oh.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
No.
Everyone's terrible. They are all terrible. I don't want to hear about it.
It is hard to find a good guy in there. You're not wrong.
I agree with Christy.
You were never into it to begin with, though.
And I'm more over it than ever.
You don't have to be into it to be out of it.
Thank you, Christy. 617-655-1234. Hot Take Tuesday. Do you agree or disagree with any of the hot takes from Christy or Leanne or Charlene or me or Kennedy or Dan? Or you have your own Hot Take Tuesday? Again, 617-655-1234.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Get out of the left lane right now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
1041.
All right, Hot Take Tuesday.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Kennedy drains all the liquid out of her ramen noodles and just eats the noodles without any liquid.
Absolute psychopath.
Absolute psychopath behavior.
You're just one step away from eating it like you're in prison.
That's what someone on the text line said. They said you take you cook the noodles, lose the water, then put in the seasoning, and that's how you eat it.
Producer Dan says stay out of the left lane if you're doing the speed limit.
Yeah, I broke down the whole thing already, but the left lane is for crime. Middle lanes, speed limit plus or minus 5, depending if you're on the third or second.
Right.
First lane, slow people.
As for me, club sports are a ripoff. And if I'd have realized it when I got into it, I would have stopped my son from getting into it. It's just crazy. You know, a lot of people have been texting in saying, well, you'll never get a college scholarship if you don't play club lacrosse now. You know what has happened 100 years before you had any type of club sports? kids went to college on athletic scholarships just because they practiced and they were good. And then somebody realized they could make some money off dumb parents like me.
You're not dumb. It's an opportunity to learn more and be do more. Like, you know, I get it. I agree with you.
I know.
I agree with you.
I'm in the middle of it. I get it.
I'm always Team Barrett. One team only for Barrett. He's busy enough.
John is from West Roxbury for Hot Take Tuesday. What do you want to say?
Good morning, Carson. Good morning. Dan, I'm with you on this one.
A man of culture.
I'm driving up 95 in Burlington, and I'm in the left lane, and there's a guy going 60 right now.
Yeah, 95.
It's rush hour.
95 is not a place. 95 is not a place.
Why do people feel that it is their job to keep the speed limit for everybody else in the left lane?
Because they were hall monitors in school.
If they want to create an accident, if they want to create the traffic for you guys, I'm all for it. But don't do it at the expense of everybody else.
I feel like at the end of the day, it's not that they're trying to do that. If you look over, they're on their phones.
They've
lost the plot. They don't realize that they took their foot off the gas.
I had an uncle that did it. My uncle Bobby, this is my dad's brother, and he had a Corvette, and he would do it on purpose. You get in the left lane and do like 55. I'm like, what are you doing, Uncle Bobby?
It's not in this day and age.
Paul is from Carver. Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Apparently, his wife has something in common with you, Kennedy, with this ramen nonsense.
Yeah, I can eat it both ways, but my wife drains all the liquid out. We do it for our daughter as well, and it's just noodles.
Yeah, just noodles.
But the flavor is 100% absorbed.
Yeah, it tastes like chicken noodles.
I feel like 100% is probably an exaggeration.
There's only one.
Okay, we'll give you 85%.
Enough that it doesn't bother me, but it tastes good.
Paul, let me give you the proper way to eat ramen noodles, okay? As somebody who lived in Asia, what you do is you get two packs of ramen, first of all. You don't do one thing of ramen. You do two packs.
No, this is like someone who studied abroad and has to bring it up.
And then you don't use...
I survived college on ramen, so it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I've eaten enough. I'm an expert. I know what I'm talking about.
And then you don't need two packs of the powder because that's just too much whatever chemical is in there. You only need one pack of the powder.
Okay,
A little bit of hot sauce and two slices of Kraft Singles melted over the top. With all of the juices in there, Kennedy, it'll be the best meal you've had all day.
For you. And that's great. You do you, buddy.
Paul, have a great day. Thank you, my friend. Heather's from Tingsboro. What's your hot take?
My hot take is there are far too many Marvel movies for me to try to follow them.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Tuesday.
Marvel doesn't need to be homework.
I can't. Like, people are like, oh, you watch them in a certain order and stay late because there's one little snippet that's going to come back in three movies later that you got to try to remember. I can't. That's too much pressure.
And then you need to watch six Disney Plus shows or you're not going to understand the people in this movie. It's like, then I'm not going to watch the movie.
And then they changed the name of the movie after they released it. They released a movie.
Yes.
And then after they released it, they changed the name of the movie.
I can't.
They turned Marvel into homework. I used to like it. I'm sad.
I tried. I got through the first, like,
4,000.
This is too much.
It is a lot.
This is too much for me. I can't.
Is. No, you're on it. You nailed that one. Nobody's going to disagree with that. All right. Somebody wants to remain anonymous for Hot Take Tuesday. Is that allowed, Kennedy?
Sure, of course.
Okay.
Oh, this must be spicy then.
Okay.
Framingham.
Okay. And what is your Hot Take Tuesday anonymously?
Sure. It's when your kid is also a graduating senior and we're not having a party, but we still have to pay for everyone else's friends for their grad parties when we go.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Oh, like you mean you're bringing a gift, Tuesday. Or do they charge admission?
Well, it's kind of like courtesy. You bring a card.
Yeah,
and
put money in a card.
My son wants, and you want to do it, but we're not having one, and all of them are supposed to, you know, give gifts.
Oh, okay, so like he's got 10 friends that are graduating. And then you got to go to the graduation party, and you're going to take a card with a little bit of money in it. Next thing you know, you've dropped like $500,
and
your kid didn't even have a party.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, this is
That's
why you have
exactly
to throw
right.
the party, because you got to get some of that money back.
Well, right. I need the money first before I throw a party.
Or your presence is gift enough, and if it's not, they're not your friends.
Don't even serve food at your party. Just walk in, have a just be in a room, and just accept the money.
Yeah, just a big bowl, tip bowl, right there.
Like, thank you all for coming. It was a great party.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy is presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Ellen from Medford.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's Eileen.
Oh, Eileen, my apologies. I misread that. Eileen, also,
okay.
Your son Frankie is with you?
Yep.
Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning.
How many days of school you got left, buddy?
How many days of school?
I got
seven.
7 days, 1 week, Kennedy.
Let's go.
And then it's summer. Remember that? Yep. Having off all summer?
I sure do.
God, we really had the life as children. We didn't know it.
No, we blew it. We were in such a hurry to get out of it. Yeah. We blew it.
6 hours a day, no responsibilities, to play with your friends all summer.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Eileen?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Eileen, you win the money. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. McKelty Williamson, who played Bubba in Forrest Gump, says he's never been to a Bubba Gump restaurant because he's been, quote, properly, he hasn't been properly invited. What war did Bubba and Forrest fight in together?
The Vietnam War?
Question number two. After Taylor Swift regained control of all of her music Friday, the Spotify streams of her first six albums doubled the same day. For instance, Speak Now increased by 430% and 1989 went up 110%. Which Taylor song is this from? Take a listen. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Name the song.
Down in Flames?
Not a Swiftie. Duly noted. Question number three. Lady Gaga is collaborating with Sephora to donate money to LGBTQ+ causes during the month of June. Name this anthem Gaga has where she sings, "Don't be a drag, just be a queen."
The song?
Yep.
Don't be a drag. Hold on, I'm singing it in my head.
You can
drag.
Sing it out loud. We'd
born
appreciate
this way,
it.
Born this way.
There it is. Question number four. Monsters, Inc. is the most searched Pixar movie in 24 states, making it the most popular in the country. Who are the two voices of Mike and Sully in Monsters, Inc.?
Billy Crystal and John Goodman. You can say it. Frankie wants to say it. Goodman.
You didn't file your paperwork, Wazowski.
Question number five. The Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers will face off in the Stanley Cup Finals for the second year in a row. Game one is Wednesday. What is the capital of Florida?
Oh, and Frankie's a hockey player. I should. Capital of Florida is... I know it. I'm doing my... Tallahassee.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, okay. Please.
Kennedy!
You did great. You did very good.
Okay.
Kennedy, welcome back.
It's nerve-wracking when you're actually on the phone.
Eileen and Frankie got 4 out of 5 correct. Is that right, Dan?
I think so. Woo!
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well done, woo! Friends.
Thank you.
These are tough. You ready?
You bet.
McKelty Williamson, who played Bubba in Forrest Gump, says he's never been to a Bubba Gump restaurant because he's never been properly invited. What war did Bubba and Forrest fight in together?
Vietnam.
Tied at 1. After Taylor Swift regained control of all of her music Friday, the streams of her first 6 albums doubled the same day. Speak Now increased 430%. 1989 went up 110%. Which Taylor song is this snippet from? Take a listen. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Name the song.
Blank Space.
2-1.
Oh,
Lady Gaga is collaborating with Sephora to donate money to LGBTQ plus causes during the month of June. Name the anthem Gaga has where she sings, "Don't be a drag, just be a queen."
Born This Way.
3-2. Monsters, Inc. is the most searched Pixar movie in 24 states, making it the most popular in the country. Who are the two voices of Mike and Sully in Monsters, Inc.?
Billy Crystal and John Goodman.
4-3. Question number 5. The Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers will face off in the Stanley Cup Finals for the second year in a row. Game one is tomorrow. What is the capital of Florida?
Tallahassee.
That is correct.
Yeah, there's like 2,500 miles of distance between the two places. Yes. So they're going to have to put in a lot of frequent flyer miles to play the series.
Wow, I didn't think about that. Mm-hmm. They are pretty far apart. Well, you know, Florida is the capital of ice hockey.
That's right.
Kennedy, I don't know if you know that or not.
They have shown that they are.
Yeah.
I mean, their whole team's Canadian, but that's besides the point.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy. Eileen, you don't get the cash, but listen to this. You have won yourself an exclusive night for you and a guest with Kennedy at Summer in the City, Boston's premier waterfront concert series at Boston Harbor Hotel. An unforgettable evening of live music, delicious food, cool cocktails, great vibes, and Kennedy.
Yes, we're going to have a blast.
Yay, thank you.
All right, what do you guys want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Frankie Eileen, and we cannot be Kennedy.
Well said.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I think we've all had a moment in life where somebody said to us, "What happened to your hair?" Right?
Not if you know.
You never had that happen?
I haven't had that. As mine slowly recedes to the back of my head, I'm getting it more and more.
617-655-1234 if you want to share a funny story about what happened to your hair. I have a funny story about what happened to my son's hair yesterday. He shaved it all off. Him and like 10 of his buddies, somebody brought a pair of clippers. They did it at school.
Is this something they do all the time to get ready for summer sports or what happens? Like, is this something that happens at the school? Like,
no, it's not at school. Uh-huh. There are a couple of boys who did it, who've done it over the past couple of summers. Barrett never did it before.
Uh-huh. But he felt like this was his year.
So were these all kids in his age group or was this like the varsity lacrosse team?
No. These are all his friends. No, it was not his. No, it's just all of his friends got together. They've all done it. And
were they like in the bathroom at school?
It's a great question.
Where's the mess?
Who's sweeping up this hair?
So I know it has happened because I'm at home when he gets home.
What did it look like?
Not great. Needed some work. I had to clean it up for him a little bit. He actually stopped by the barber on the way home to see Pat the barber.
Because he knew?
Because it was closed, so he couldn't get it cleaned up.
Because a mob of 12-year-olds just took clippers and ran it over his head.
I just love that he knows Pat the barber.
So the funny story is, Pat the barber had closed up early because he had gone to see my wife at Boston Bell Embroidery about some work.
Nuh-uh.
Swear to God. So Lana calls me and says, Pat the barber says he just saw Barrett and he shaved his head. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Because I wanted her to get the
plausible
same experience.
Plausible deniability.
Right. So I knew when she got home and walked up those stairs to go into the living room.
I know how she feels about his hair, so I'm a little scared right now.
So I recorded it.
Thank you.
Did you...
So this is her walking up the stairs, by the way, and I'm following behind her with the video camera. And you can see she comes around the stairs and she looks into the living room and there sits Barrett.
Did you... What'd you do? Who did that?
With 8 people.
I... Pat just said, did I just see Barrett walking up the street with a buzz cut? And I said, no way. And he said, they've been doing them at school and I've been having to fix them. I can see... Who did that? What kind of clippers?
I fixed the side. I didn't fix the top.
The top was fine.
No, the top is off too. You got like little...
What? What did you do that? When did you do it?
Spring break.
Turn it on the back.
It was like a 20-minute haircut.
I tried to clean up the back, too.
It was like a 20-minute haircut. Where?
In the science room.
We got to fix the top. Yeah. We got to fix it. You got hair sticking.
Wow, Barrett. Do you like it?
Yeah, I did.
Who else did it?
Nobody.
Wow.
I have a question, please. Just knowing Lana as well as I do, was that real? That, it looks great. That sounded like I'm going to kill you later. How does she feel? Is she all right?
I think she's okay.
Okay.
I think she's okay with it.
When is the last time Barrett has had like a haircut? Because he had some like shoulder length flow.
He's kept it a little bit shorter this year than he has in previous years. You remember there was a long time where he had super long hair down to his shoulders, which I loved. He has had more crazy hairstyles than I've ever had. I had like one hairstyle my entire life. But Barrett is just like, yeah, so he came home. Yes, he had a whiffle. Somebody texted in, Barrett got a whiffle. Yes. Yeah, it's called a whiffle.
From the science room.
He got a whiffle in the science room, apparently.
I guess this is the akin to a little girl taking scissors and cutting bangs because she just wanted to have bangs. And then your mom walks in and goes, what did you just do? Because you cut them way too short and there's no fixing it.
Having a whiffle is like a New England boy rite of passage. We've all had one at some point when we were younger.
Wow.
Yeah, that just didn't feel real.
No, that was her trying to not freak out.
I want to hurt you, but wow.
Wow.
It looks okay.
617-655-1234. As I've said, we've all been there.
Indeed.
What happened to your hair?
Wow.
I don't know if we've all had eight guys shave it off in the science room.
My mom had to cut all mine off because I got gum caught in it. It happens...
617-655-1234. 617-655-1234. You can call or text. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Wow.
Carson. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The top is fine.
No, the top is off too.
Bruh.
That is my son, Parrot. Came home yesterday after having let his friends in school shave his head. Affectionately known as a whiffle. Somebody said he's now officially a masshole.
I mean, I love that they came together to do something like as a team or as friends or whatever. It sounds like fun.
Yeah. they did. A bunch of the boys did it last summer too, and so he wanted to get in on the action. I think he's going to enjoy it. He said it was a weird feeling having his lacrosse helmet on last night. At the game, because having no hair, you know, all of that. 617-655-1234. You can call or text the show. We've all had a moment in life where somebody said, so what happened to your hair? Miranda's from Billerica. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
So tell us about your haircut, and it got you to what?
Yeah, so I had the really cool opportunity to be an extra on an HBO show that was filming here in Boston a couple of years ago. It took place during the 50s and 60s, though, so they were looking for people who were willing to cut their hair to get the short haircut style. So I said, you know what, it's just hair. I have this really cool opportunity to be on HBO. Let's do it. So we get to the dressing room, the salon area, and it's just a blunt bob, like right to my chin. No layers, no nothing. I look like Lord Farquaad. It's the saddest haircut I've ever gotten. So I go home that night, and my husband, God bless him, he's looking at me, and he's like, it's all right. Like, it's just different. And I am on the verge of a panic attack. So I get to set the next morning. And luckily, all of the hairstylists there are so wonderful and know what they're doing. And I have the most gorgeous curled 60s updo that you could ever ask for. But for the rest of the summer, I didn't know how to style it. So it was Laura Farquaad summer.
You walked in and your husband was like,
wow.
Oh, honey.
Honey, I love
Absolutely.
It.
Oh, honey.
Hot girl summer is out. Lord Farquaad summer is in.
You know, I'm kind of here for it.
Duloc, stand up.
Thank you, Miranda. Margaret.
Oh,
good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
What happened with your brother's hair?
So I was probably about 12 years old. I was babysitting. He was probably about 8. And he went into the bathroom and he decided he needed a haircut. And he cut the front of his hair down to the nub. I mean, there was nothing left. And when I saw what he did, I just like looked at him and said, oh my God, Mom's gonna kill you. And he panicked, picked up his hair out of the trash and tried to Elmer's glue it back on.
No.
Oh, yes. Bless his heart.
No, this will work. Get the glue. Get the glue.
It'll work. It'll be fine.
Get the glue. Get some tape. Get some staples.
How do you think we put extensions on? It's glue.
And the funniest thing is he's now married to a former hairdresser, and his daughter is a hairdresser. One
of
the best.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Margaret. Let's see. Ashia, is that correct? Am I pronouncing that right?
Ashia
from Boxford. And it's a story about lice, Kennedy.
It is a story about lice.
Okay.
So when I was 4 years old, my mother babysat for these college professors, and they brought lice into our house. So my mother dealt with it. She, like, cleaned the house from top to bottom. She treated their kids. She sent them back with instructions for how to treat it. And they didn't. So they brought round two into the house, and my mother lost her mind. She cut everybody's hair in the house. I looked like the character from Les Mis who sold her hair with it spiking 17? Out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We had a Shetland sheepdog. She even shaved the dog. And in every picture we have, that poor dog is hiding her head in humiliation.
I just can't.
And she said to the professor, she's like, nope, not anymore. You can keep your kids.
Kennedy, didn't one of my daughters bring lice into your house, I think, at
she
one
did.
Point?
She did. I did not cut my hair off. But I did clean a lot. And threw out some things.
I remember one of my daughters, too. I think it was Kristen. When she was about 6 or 7 years old, she got tired of the bangs. But she wasn't great at cutting a straight line.
No one is. You're not supposed to cut your own hair.
She cut a V. She had a huge V just right in her forehead. And she had, like, school pictures. So she has a school picture.
It only
like
ever happens
big...
before school right. picture day, right?
Wow.
From the 781, I was on that same HBO show, and I had the same haircut.
No, Lord Farquaad's everywhere.
From the 617, as a guy like your wife who grew up in Alabama, that wow scared me.
Wow.
He knows what it meant.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jen from Marshfield.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Also, Joey's in the car. How old is Joey?
Joey's 10.
All right. How many days of school left, Joey?
7. 11. Nice try. 11.
What did he say? Seven.
It's almost summer. You don't need math.
Mom, you don't know. Mom, what you don't know. It's thinking? Only 7 days. You don't have to go the last four.
Right.
All right, Jen, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So you know how this works. Five trivia questions all about pop culture things. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And she's now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I think so.
Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up just passed 1 billion streams. What was the name of the popular internet trend where people would disguise links to something else, but when you clicked it, it was just Rick Astley singing Never Gonna Give You Up? What do they call that?
Do you know? I've never even heard of it. I don't know.
All right, question number two. It was 9 years ago today in 2016. The greatest, Muhammad Ali, passed away at the age of 74. Finish this iconic Muhammad Ali quote. Float like a butterfly, blank.
And fly?
Question number three. Nick Frost says he won't copy Robbie Coltrane's performance when he plays Hagrid on the upcoming Harry Potter TV series. He'll carve out his own role. What is the name of the house what is the name of the house elf in Harry Potter?
Oh my gosh, we're not doing good. I have no idea.
I think I know it.
Do you?
The house elf in Harry Potter. What is
Andy?
It?
Andy?
He was gifted a Andy? Sock and became a free elf.
You said Andy.
All right, question number four. The Lion King tops the list of the greatest Disney movie soundtracks. It's followed by Beauty and the Beast at number two and Aladdin in third. Which Rock and Roll Hall of Famer curated the Lion King soundtrack and even sang on some of the songs?
Phil Collins.
And question number five. There's been talk over the past few days of President Trump considering a pardon for Diddy. And 50 Cent says he'll do whatever he can to convince Trump not to. What is the name of 50 Cent's classic debut album with songs like In Da Club and 21 Questions?
My goodness. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, boy, that was rough.
Those were tough this morning. Those were tough. Joey, where do you go to school?
Marshfield.
What grade are you in?
Fourth
grade. All right, cool. Kennedy, Jen, and Joey from Marshfield got 0 out of 5.
They did not.
That is what we call
we
a
did.
Mac.
Friends.
Mac. These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up just passed 1 billion streams. What was the name of the popular internet trend where people would disguise links as something else, but when you clicked on it, it was just Rick Astley singing Never Gonna Give You Up?
Rick rolling,
yes. 1-0. 9 years ago today in 2016, the greatest, Muhammad Ali, passed away at the age of 74, finished this iconic Ali quote, float like a butterfly.
Sting like a bee.
His hands can't hit what his eyes can't see.
2-0, question number three. Nick Frost says he won't copy Robbie Coltrane's performance when he plays Hagrid on the upcoming Harry Potter TV series. He'll carve out his own role. What is the name of the house elf in Harry Potter?
Dobby.
Dobby is it. 3-0. The Lion King tops the list of the greatest Disney movie soundtracks. It's followed by Beauty and the Beast at number two and Aladdin in third. Which Rock and Roll Hall of Famer curated the Lion King soundtrack and even sang on some of the songs?
Elton John.
Elton John, yes. Can you feel the love tonight, Dan?
Mm-hmm. Phil Collins was Tarzan.
Oh, thank you.
4-0 question. You think the Tarzan soundtrack is equally as good as the Lion King soundtrack?
It's close.
I like it.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, but it's not close. Question number 5. There's been talk over the past few days of President Trump considering a pardon for Diddy. That's just insane. And 50 Cent says he'll do whatever he can to convince Trump not to. What is the name of 50 Cent's classic debut album featuring songs like In Da Club and 21 Questions?
Get Rich or Die Tryin'?
It is get out here in these streets, Kennedy.
Let's
it's
go.
Me. Yeah. Yep. I'm so gangster. I'm so fucked. That's me. All day, er day.
You
they
and
say.
Train.
Yep. Me and Pat Monahan.
Yes. 5-0 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Jen, I'm sorry you don't get the $100. However, you're not... Or no, that, there's no... Is there a prize here? Oh, yeah, we did concert tickets here. I forgot. We have a pair of tickets for you to see the weekend at Gillette Stadium on June 10th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Congratulations. Woo! You're going to see...
Thank you.
Yes, you're very
Thank
welcome.
Thank you.
We appreciate you and Joey calling into play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
We are Jen and Joey from Marshfield, and we didn't come close to
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Say hey to Jen from Riverside, Rhode Island.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you. Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $1,000. It happened yesterday. Landon won a K.
Can we lose 2K in 2 days? I don't think that's happened yet, has it?
I'm hoping. That's how I wrote these questions, Dan.
All right, let's get it.
Going right for the jugular. Are you ready?
I am.
No, I'm Team Jen on this one.
Kennedy, yeah, it's not our money. We don't care.
Yep. All right, here we go. Question number 1. Rob Mariano declined to return to Survivor 50 because he says, quote, "I have played so many times and I am truly fulfilled with my Survivor journey." What was Rob's nickname on the show?
Boston Rob.
A list of good kissers that are famous include Florence Pugh, Prince Harry, and Pedro Pascal. A list of bad celebrity kissers include Vin Diesel and this country singer who currently has the number one album in all the land. Who is the country singer?
Blake Shelton.
Question number 3. For the 20th anniversary of his song, You're Beautiful, the singer revealed that it's actually about being high on drugs and stalking someone else's girlfriend. Who sings You're Beautiful?
I have no idea.
That just got real dark.
That changed that song for me a lot. Question number 4. Actress Hailee Steinfeld and NFL QB Josh Allen got married on Saturday. They met back in November. Which team does Josh Allen play for?
The Buffalo Bills.
Question number 5. In a recent interview with Ebony Magazine, this director, who has helmed mega franchise blockbusters like Black Panther and Creed, said he never thought about making a follow-up to his enormously successful vampire thriller that is out now called Sinners. Who is he?
The producer?
The director, yeah.
The director?
Yep. He did Black Panther and Creed also.
Sterling K. Brown?
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Jen, do I understand you're taking your 2 dogs to get neutered today?
I did, and they charged me double. They told me it was going to cost me $450, and I go in, and they charged me $920 apiece, and I'm like, what? So I said, I need to try to win some money somehow. I don't
tariffs,
think well,
right?
But...
Tariffs.
Yeah, that's the tariff. Maybe that's it. They're shih tzu, so, you know, that could be the case.
I almost made the worst joke of all time. I stopped myself.
Okay. Thank you for not doing that, Dan. Will you tell me off the air, though?
Oh, it's not dirty. It's just bad.
Oh, okay. Okay, tell me off the air. Kennedy, welcome back.
Night.
Jen from Riverside, Rhode Island, which I've never heard of before. Do you know where Riverside, Rhode Island is, Kennedy?
I do not.
It's right by the water. She got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Rob Mariano declined to return for Survivor 50, Kennedy. He says, and I quote, "I have played so many times and I am truly fulfilled with my Survivor journey." What was his nickname on the show?
Boston Rob.
Boston Rob. Tied at 1, question number 2. A list of celebrity good kissers include Florence Pugh, Prince Harry, and Pedro Pascal. What do you think about that list?
I wouldn't know, but, you know.
A list of bad kissers include Vin Diesel and this country singer who currently has the number one album in all the land. Who is
Morgan
he?
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen is a bad kisser, apparently. 2-1, question number 3. For the 20th anniversary of his song, You're Beautiful, this singer revealed it's actually about being high on drugs and stalking someone else's girlfriend. Who sings You're Beautiful?
James Blunt. That's an interesting take.
We all learned something today.
Certainly. Good night.
3-1, question number 4. Actress Haley Steinfeld and NFL QB Josh Allen got married on Saturday. They met back in November.
They met before that. They started dating in
November. Or started dating in November, excuse me. Taking a page out of my mom's book there.
When you know, you know.
Do you? Which team does Josh Allen play for?
The New York Football Giants?
It would be the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. I knew it was in the state.
You were in New York?
Buffalo is technically the only team that plays in New York.
Yeah, I know.
Because the Jets and Giants both play in Jersey.
Yeah, I know.
Go Patriots.
3-2, question number 5. In a recent interview with Ebony Magazine, this director, who has helmed mega franchise blockbusters like Black Panther and Creed, said he never thought about making a follow-up to his enormously successful vampire thriller, Sinners. Who is he?
Oh, gosh, what's that name?
I asked you for...
I'm not going to get it.
Ryan Coogler. Dan says that movie is fantastic, by the way.
I enjoyed it a lot, and it doesn't need a sequel.
No, that's what he said.
Just because a movie is good and makes a lot of money doesn't mean you have to make a bad second one for more money.
Agreed.
All right, well, 3-2 is the final score, Jen. I'm sorry. I hate you got you got hosed there for the double up on the neutering, but, you know.
Hey, not only they lost 4, and I lost 9, so...
Hey-o!
Was that the joke you were going to make, Dan?
No, that's better than mine.
Okay. All right, Jen, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I cannot be Kennedy. This is Jen from Riverside. I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.